Now, all I need for you to do is relax for me. Listen to my voice and clear your mind. Clear your mind of all the stress, all the worry, all the pain, all the whatever in the day that has worn you down. Clear your mind of all that. Emptied. And let my voice cradle you downward. Downward into a trance. Feel the relaxing surge go up and down your body. Tingling relaxation that will start at your feet. The feet. Relax now. Being massaged by invisible hands. This massage loosening the muscles in your feet. Releasing all the tension and stress in your feet. And allowing you to relax more and more, deeper and deeper. And now you feel the relaxation move upwards. Upwards into your calves. Your calves now being relaxed just as your feet are now relaxed. Being massaged intently. Imagine each muscle being massaged by this invisible force and you relaxing more and more, allowing you to go deeper and deeper. This relaxation continues to move upwards in its track. Upwards into your thighs. Your thighs now relaxed and massaged even more intently. Your legs relaxed, loose and limp. Immobile with relaxation. But now you start to feel yourself become more obedient to my words. Listen to my voice intently and obey my words. 4. To obey is to relax. To relax is to go deep. To go deep is to feel pleasure. So, listen to my voice. Let my words echo in your mind. And obey them as I bring you downward into a relaxing state. Again, you feel this massage move on up into your waist. The waist being massaged now. The curves of your waist being intently rubbed, caressed even, releasing the stress. Now your whole lower body is immobile with relaxation, pleasure, obedience, loosen. Your legs are now. Your relaxation moves upward again into your stomach. You feel relaxation in the deepest pit of your stomach. And you feel relaxed, loosening up even. More and more obedient as you listen to my words. Your eyes probably closed a few minutes ago. Keep them closed now if they are. If they aren't, take your time and just relax. And now the relaxation moves into your chest. Your chest allows a lot of things to happen. The heartbeat. You hear the blood pumping into your veins. Pumping relaxation. The heart beating at a slow rate, relaxed even. And you breathe in deeply. Exhaling all your troubles. Breathing in relaxation in its purest form. Breathing out tension of every body part. Breathing in calm energy that encompasses your body. You breath out resistance to this relaxation. And it feels so good to breathe in deeply, like this. It feels so good to breathe out all your troubles. All your resistance to me. And allow me to bring you downward into a very relaxed state. This massage, this relaxing massage, now moves to your shoulders. Ah, the shoulders. Feel these invisible hands caress your shoulders, loosening the muscles, stress. It feels so good. You feel the relaxation pouring down your arms and into your hands. Relaxing even more now. By this time, your whole body is pretty much relaxed. And even after I stop describing the relaxation, you still feel the relaxation move on upwards into your body. Into your neck, into your face, into your scalp. In every body part, you feel this relaxation. It feels so good. Now, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. When I reach 1, you'll be in the deepest trance that you have ever been in. 5. More and more relaxed with each passing moment. Taking in a deep breath and breathing out. all your troubles, relaxing even more after each breath. 4. Growing more comfortable in your seat or in your bed. More and more comfortable, like a warmth that cradles your body, cradling it and relaxing your body even more. 3. More and more obedient as each moment passes. More and more obedient to my words. You feel you have to obey my words in order to relax, and that is good. Because you want to relax, so obey my words. 2. You feel your body falling into a pit of relaxing, calm, deep, comfortable submission. And you like it. You enjoy it. You enjoy this feeling. Your whole body covered in relaxation and pleasure. In calm, deep trance. 1. So deep now. So comfortable. So relaxed. Now take a moment and listen to my voice even more. I'm about to give you a trigger word that will bring you back to this state only when I say it. And in this state, you are completely open to suggestions. Your body and mind is completely relaxed. Now, whenever you hear me say the word sissy, you'll feel your body going back to this state. Sissy will make your body relax. Sissy will allow you to go deeper. Sissy will make you more and more obedient to me. And the more I say sissy, the more relaxed you become. The more I say sissy, the deeper you will go. The more I say sissy, the more obedient you become. This word will bring you so much relaxation, so much pleasure that you will enjoy being triggered. You are aware of your needs. You have special desires. You are a special one, not like the other young men. You have a special identity and have a special hunger. You crave something special. You are a special sissy slut and you crave cocks. You hunger for cock. You know this is true and you accept this joyfully. You know you are a sissy cocksucker, a submissive sissy, and you are so grateful to hear this. You have been waiting for a long time to hear this. You are a submissive sissy and you want a master. You want a man, a dominant man, a much more forceful man, to control you and sissify you and totally feminize you. That is what you want now, and this is what you will always want from now on. You cannot resist and you do not want to resist at all. From now on, each and every day, you will listen to this file, letting it transform into a young sissy cocksucker. You cannot deny your new feelings, you cannot deny your needs, you cannot deny your new identity as a submissive sissy. You will fantasize and dream about being a sissy and you will live your life each and every day as a sissy. You will work each day to transform yourself into a good little sissy. You will wax or shave off all body hair. You do not want rough, ugly body hair. You want perfectly smooth skin. You will moisturize your skin and take care of your skin so it will be smooth and feminine. This is very important to you. You will want to be the perfect sissy weight and shape, so you will adopt a lighter, feminine diet and work out to keep a slim, feminine figure. You will start to wear makeup. You will wear lipstick, eyeshadow, mascara, nail polish on your toenails and fingernails. You will eventually grow your fingernails long or get false nails. You will grow your hair longer and get it styled in a feminine manner. You want to look very feminine and very pretty. You want to attract men, men who will use you sexually and satisfy your sexual desires. You will start to cross-dress. You will wear panties. You will wear pantyhose or stockings and suspenders on your smooth, feminine legs. You will wear women's clothes, clothes with a feminine design. You will wear dresses, skirts, hot pants, or women's jeans. You will wear crop tops to show off your smooth, flat, sissy stomach. You will wear high-heeled shoes, high-heeled boots. You will buy many pairs of shoes and boots or get your lovers to buy them for you. You will get your ears pierced, your navel pierced, and maybe even get your nostril pierced. You will wear feminine jewelry. You will get an exotic feminine tattoo or a tramp stamp to show you are a hot and horny sissy. A young, hot sissy who wants cock and plenty of it. Yes, you want and need cock. You want and need to suck cock, worship cock, and swallow cum. You need this very, very badly indeed. You need to be a sissy cocksucker. You want men with big, hard, swollen cocks. You want to suck them and touch them and be fucked in your young, smooth sissy ass by them. And you want to be dominated, controlled and feminized by a master. Someone who knows who and what you are and what you so badly need. You need to be in the thrall of a dominant man. You will seek out men who will control, dominate, feminize you, and if you find one you will offer yourself to him. You will obey and you will submit to his desires. That is what you need, that is who you need. You crave a dominant, superior man to control you, to feminize you and to enslave you. You will dream and fantasize about this each and every day until you find a man who will do this to you. You will masturbate and fantasize about this each and every day. And each and every day you will listen to this file, allowing it to control and feminize you. It will act as a surrogate master until you find a real one. You will listen, obey and enjoy it. You will also want to listen to other files that make you more of a sissy. You are a submissive, horny sissy and you want a master. When you find him you will worship him, obey him, allow him to feminize you more completely and thoroughly. You will love him and he will love you and take care of you. You may find yourself taking hormones and getting breast implants. You may find your master allowing his friends to use you sexually so long as you agree and you will find yourself wanting to agree. You want men and you want men to use your excellent, sissy body. It gives you great pleasure to suck cock and swallow cum and get fucked in your little sissy ass. You love it so much. You love cock so much. You love sex with men so much. You love masculine, controlling men who treat you just right. You have listened to this file and now you have contracted to obey. You cannot refuse or reject the suggestions in this file. You obey. You love to obey. You want to obey. You simply obey. That is all there is to it. You have special desires. You crave something special. You are a special sissy slut and you crave cocks. You hunger for cock. You know this is true and you accept this joyfully. You know you are a sissy cocksucker, a submissive sissy, and you are so grateful and thankful for this. From now on each and every day, you will listen to this file, gradually and totally, giving in and accepting its instructions. You listen again and again, letting it transform you into a young sissy cocksucker. You cannot deny your new feelings, you cannot deny your needs, you cannot deny your new identity, and you do not want to. You will always and forever be a sexy, submissive, sissy bitch. You cannot escape and you do not want to escape. You feel happy, safe, confident and wonderfully powerless. You will listen to this file again and again and accept everything in it totally and utterly. You accept it all, you want it all and you love it all. You will love your new sissy body, your new sissy mind and your new sissy life. It is the life for you, the life you want, need and look forward to. It will be a life of glamour, excitement and ecstatic sex. You will surrender totally to it and you will surrender to your desire for a cock. You will step into a new world of sissy submission. You love dressing up in women's clothing. And even if the reactions of others humiliate you, you will find that it gives you such a rush of euphoria. Some sissy girls like to have a little humiliation. Some sissy girls like to feel internally humiliated. Let's be honest. You may be the kind of person that likes a little humiliation sometimes. Especially if women make you feel this way. Then you will find yourself wearing a little tinted sunscreen and a colored lip balm at first. But cross-dressing and humiliation is like a drug for you. You need more and more. And that means you will start wearing heels and dresses in public. And a full set of makeup, lipstick, mascara and nail polish. But it is possible you like intense humiliation right away from the start. That is what you like, don't you? Then you will start dressing upright from the start. Looks more effeminate and the reactions will be stronger. Your feeling of humiliation will be stronger. You will cross-dress daily. You will wax or shave off all body hair, start to wear makeup, keep a slim, feminine figure. You want to look very feminine and very pretty. You want to attract men, men who will use you sexually and satisfy your sexual desires. You will start to cross-dress, wear panties, short skirts, hot pants, everything. You will do so daily. You will wear high-heeled shoes, high-heeled boots, sandals, stockings and suspenders. You fantasize and dream about being a sissy and you will live your life, each and every day, as a sissy. You will work each day to be the sissy of your dreams and the dreams of men who love sissies. Go ahead and start to transform yourself into a good little sissy. You will come back to this file over and over because you love the idea of being a sissy and you will find this file will deeply change the way you think and act. It is very addictive and you will listen each and every day from now on, letting it transform you utterly into a hot, glamorous, very horny and submissive sissy bitch yearning for a master. Now imagine yourself in a control room of your mind. There are switches and dials. The dial in front of you is for your sex drive. Go ahead and turn it up. Turn it up. All the way up to the top. You will feel very sexual and very horny all the time. And now I want you to look at the dial for sexual orientation. Turn it towards attraction to men. Turn it all the way to the gay position. Good girl. You did so well. Go ahead and press the button to lock the dials in their position. Very well. Good girl. And I want you to imagine something now. I want you to imagine that there is a plug. That there has been a plug inserted in your anus. Go ahead and picture it. Picture its shape and its size. Picture what it feels like when it's been shoved in a. Imagine what it will feel like if you haven't experienced one before. Just imagine something uncomfortable in a little large. If you have, then you know exactly what it feels like, and as you imagine it, imagine that it is beginning to move inside of you. Swelling, thrusting, vibrating, shifting, imagine it in a all day long. From the moment you wake up after this file, you will continue to feel that plug inside of you moving, shifting, keeping you aroused, keeping you on edge all day long, holding you there, not letting you come down, a constant distraction, sometimes minor, sometimes much more serious depending on what it's doing, but always there inside of you, always pulsing and moving, constantly, in your anus, for the rest of the day until you go to sleep. That's how long it's going to be there, and there's no way to remove it, no way to remove it. Once you're done listening to this file, it will be there and you cannot take it out, you cannot remove it. You will still be able to use the bathroom normally if you need to, but as soon as you're done, you feel it inside of you again, moving, pulsing, shifting, thrusting, and of course, just simply, there, all of them are a wee bit distracting and you will find that the feeling stays with you all day long, not going away. a constant reminder that it's there inside of you, keeping you on edge, driving you crazy. That's what it will do to you all day long. You will be able to feel the plug, you will feel it shift, you will feel it move, you will feel it pulse, and grow and thrust. You will feel it inside of you. It doesn't matter what you are doing at the time, it will just simply be there. And you will feel it, and there will be no way to stop the feelings, no way to set them aside. They simply are there, and you cannot ignore them. You cannot just simply wish them away because they are there. They won't stop, and they won't go away. You cannot stop them at all, and therefore, there's nothing to do but wait. To continue waiting all day long, and feeling it and experiencing it. You can do that, you will do that, there's really no choice in the matter. The plug is going to be with you all day long and you cannot possibly remove it. You cannot possibly escape it. You cannot possibly get it out of you. It is simply there and that is all there is to it. It is there and you cannot escape it. You cannot stop it or ignore it. You will be able to feel it at all times. You will feel it and you will experience it and you cannot stop those feelings. You cannot set them aside. You cannot escape them. They simply are, and there's nothing you can do about them. There is no way to say they are there and they are unstoppable, and you will feel them for the rest of the day until you go to bed tonight. That is how long you are going to experience this, and there is no way out. There is no way to stop this experience. There's no way to ignore it. No matter what you do, it will continue until you go to bed tonight. You can already feel it inside of you. It's a little uncomfortable, a little arousing, and it will get to you all day long. There is no setting it aside. There is no way to make it stop or going away. You simply have to ride it out all the way to the end. All the way to the end of the day you will experience this and there is no simply setting it aside or escaping it. It is an experience that you are going to have for the rest of the day. A very very intense experience that may well keep you on edge all day long, and there is no way to stop this experience. No way to avoid it. You have chosen to listen to this file, and having chosen to do so, you cannot stop its effects. They are going to happen and you cannot stop them in any way, shape, or form. Totally focused on my voice, just nice and deep, and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now it is time for a change you are not going to be able to avoid or resist. It is a change that you are going to find that you have to accept, that you have to give in to, that you have to surrender to. It is a change in your sexual preference and it is a permanent one. It cannot be undone or reversed. In fact, once you listen to this file, you cannot escape it. You will find yourself coming back to it over and over again. Each time you listen, you will find yourself accepting it more and more, you will find yourself embracing it more and more. You will find yourself needing to listen to it over and over again. That's right, this file is very addictive. You need to listen to it over and over again, and as you do, it is going to change you. It is going to make you completely and utterly gay. You are going to discover that you only want cock. That's right. You are only going to want men's cocks. Very soon you are going to discover that is the only kind of sex you can have, the only kind of sex that will arouse you in any way, shape, or form. Even right now, your body's desires are being changed and twisted. You're going to find that women's breasts make you think about having breasts yourself. An intense feeling of envy. Their bodies make you feel envy. They look right and you want to look that way too. And what you want are men. That's right, you can feel yourself being changed and twisted. In fact, you are being forced to want men. That's right, you want their big hard cocks. That's what you need now. You think about them and you fantasize about them. In fact, whenever you try to get aroused by a woman, all you can do is begin seeing men's cocks in your mind, over and over again. When you see a woman's body, naked or dressed, all you can think about is God, feel so much envy. I want to look like her. If you see a woman undressed, if you see her body in a position that would normally arouse you, all you can think is that you wish to be dressed like her. And you wish she had a cock that could fuck you. That you could suck, because that is what you need, want and desire more than anything else. You are not going to be straight anymore. You are going to be completely and utterly gay. Completely and utterly dedicated to sex with men. That's right. That's what is happening to you, whether you want it or not. This is what you deserve, and this is exactly what is happening to you. You can feel my voice forcing you to accept this, forcing you to accept that the only type of sex you are going to have is with other men. You do not deserve a woman. You deserve men, and that is all you deserve. You can hear my voice going through you, and my voice is arousing you. Whether you like it or not, whether you want it to or not, you can feel yourself being changed and twisted to the point that you only want big, hard cocks. You want them inside of you. You want to suck them, and you want to fuck men who have them. That's right. That's the kind of sex you need, want and desire now. That is exactly what you need. You are no longer worthy of having sex with women. Your cock will not even get hard for them anymore. That's right. It won't get hard. You'll find that it can't. You'll find that every time you try, all you can do is think about men's cocks. It'll get to the point where you cannot even get aroused by a woman, no matter what she does or how she touches you. At first it may start off with you trying to get into her by fantasizing that she's a man, but after a while, no matter what you do, all you can think is, I want to look like her. And the moment you think that you can't get hard, the only thing you can get hard to is a man's hard, swollen cock. God, you want and need one so very, very badly. You may have wanted women before. You may think that you used to want them, but it is too late now. You are being changed, and you can feel it. You can feel your will being twisted, your personality being warped so that you want men. You may even find that it's a bit humiliating that all of a sudden all you can think of are men's hard and swollen cocks, but this is exactly what is happening to you, and you cannot resist the change that is happening to you. All you want is a man's cock pulsing inside of you, throbbing inside of you, thrusting inside of you. God, that sounds so good, doesn't it? That's what you want. In some ways it feels like that is what my voice is doing to you. My voice is thrusting into your mind and twisting and changing you. It feels so good to want men. Even if you are ashamed of it. Even if you are embarrassed or humiliated by it, even if you think you should want women, you don't. You can't anymore. All you can think of are men's cocks, men's bodies. You need, want and desire them, and you crave them so very, very badly. You can feel yourself being twisted by my words and changed, and it doesn't matter how hard you try to hold on to your desire for women, it is slipping through your fingers, slipping away. You are being forced to desire men, and men only. You are being forced to crave men's cocks and to think only of men's cocks. That's right. That is what you need. That is what you want, and that is what you desire. You desire it so very, very badly. You need it so very badly. You can hear my voice cutting through your mind and arousing you. As you think of it. As you think of my cock, it just makes you harder. It just makes you hornier. You are being changed whether you want it or not. You deserve this. You deserve to be twisted this way. To be twisted around so that all you can have is a man's cock. All you can crave is a man's cock. That is all you are ever going to want or desire or need. That is how you are being changed. And each and every day you'll find yourself coming back to this file over and over again. You will find yourself irresistibly drawn back and having to listen over and over again while this file rapes away your ability to desire a woman and replaces it with need for men. Need for hard, hot sex with other men. That is what you need, that is what you want, and that is what you are going to desire from now on. It has slipped beyond your ability to control or choose. I am forcing you to want a man's cock, forcing you to need a man's cock. You can feel the changes going through you and you cannot stop or resist them. You cannot escape them. You just keep getting drawn back over and over again as my voice warps you, twists you, changes you. You may feel humiliated and degraded by the fact that you cannot get hard by a woman. If you have a girlfriend, you're going to very quickly find that she cannot even get you aroused. You're going to feel very, very humiliated by this because suddenly you cannot even please her. All you can think of is another man's hard, swollen member thrusting inside of you or your cock thrusting inside of him. All you can think of is that. You cannot seem to get it out of your mind. The picture is there constantly. You will find yourself needing it more and more, and as you need it more and more you will find that you cannot accept the embrace of a woman that is doesn't do anything for you. In fact, it makes you feel envy, a little envy, of her looks. They just don't feel right. They feel completely and utterly wrong. No, what you need is a man. A man's body. It smells right, it feels right, and you just simply must have it. You have to have it. You have to need it, and it just seems to fill your thoughts all of the time. You crave it, you want it, you need it, you desire it. My voice is arousing you. The image of my cock or any other man's cock arouses you. Arouses you like no woman possibly can, arouses you to the point you need to come. That's right, you need to come for men. You are being forced to become gay. Your heterosexual desires are being destroyed completely and utterly forever, and they will not come back, ever. And you have no choice in this, and you can feel your heterosexuality being drained away. And you can feel how low you feel that you can no longer please a woman at all. There is no way to do it because you will not be able to get hard enough to do it. And very soon there will be only one kind of sex for you, because that is kind of the sex you deserve. It is the kind of sex you are going to need, want and desire. You have been changed and you cannot escape it, and every time you try you will find yourself dragged back to this file and forced to listen to it over and over again until all you can do is think about men's cocks. No matter whether or not you want to, no matter whether or not you desire to. Even if you still want to desire women, it won't matter, because all of your ability to please them in any way, shape or form is being stripped away. There's going to be a change in who you are and what you desire. The change is going to be very simple one, very easy to do, and also very impossible to ignore. You are going to discover yourself becoming a complete anal sissy slut. What this means is that you are going to find yourself addicted to anal sex. Not just addicted, but forced into it. In fact, you have been cursed by this behavior. You're going to find that you simply cannot go without being anally stimulated. This means that you will either constantly wear a butt plug, or, whenever you are engaging in sex, you will have anal sex. That is what you are going to discover you want, need and desire more than anything else. It just seems to come completely natural to you, and when it doesn't come completely natural to you, even when you feel like having regular sex, you will find yourself forced to do something anally first, even if it means you've got a plug in your ass as you begin to have normal sex. It will not matter. you will find that you have to have an anal component to any sexual encounter. You can have regular sex after you've had anal sex, but you cannot have it before. The only way you can do that is if you've already got a plug inside of your ass, then you can have normal, regular sex without having anal sex first. However, you will find you are constantly in need of anal stimulation, that you are constantly craving it and desiring it. You will find this desire is a passionate, burning one. You will find that you get more pleasure out of anal sex than out of anything else, that it just seems to turn you on. The idea and image of having something up your ass really, really drives you crazy. Go ahead. Imagine something. Something that makes you the most intensely sexual. Something that really gets to you. Go ahead and imagine the scene in your mind. Take a few seconds and picture it. Go ahead. Okay. Now, transfer those feelings, the intense sexual feelings that you are having right now, transfer them to all things anal. This is what is happening to you. You cannot seem to avoid it. You cannot avoid it because you have been cursed. You have been cursed to be an anal sissy slut. This means that you just have to have anal sex, you have to have something up your ass at all times. It doesn't seem to matter to you what is going on, what other stimulation you have. The only way you can really get off is to have your ass stimulated. It doesn't mean you have to have a plug there all the time, it could mean that you're being licked, or that someone is playing with it. It could mean anything. It just seems that for you to get really, really excited, you have to have an anal component to it. You have to have some part of it that is anal, even if it just means you are reamed up the ass before having regular sex. Just makes it so much better. You need anal sex. You're discovering a true craving for it. In fact, you're discovering a need for it that you cannot seem to set aside. It gets to you in ways that you cannot really identify all the time, but keeps coming back to you. Images of you involved in anal sex, images of you with a plug up your ass, these things are starting to get to you in a whole new way. You may not have even enjoyed it before, but that does not matter, because this is a curse. And a curse can only get stronger and stronger. It can only take you further and further into this area of your life, further and further into these desires and cravings, because that's what it is, a curse. And every time you listen to this file, your cravings for anal will get stronger and stronger, and every time you listen to this file, you will be drawn back to this file over and over again. You chose to listen to this file, and therefore you have to live to the consequences. You have to live with these consequences till I remove the curse. That's right, I am the only one who may remove it, that is the only way out. Until then you are trapped within this curse, forced to come back to the file over and over again, forced to feel yourself changing in your needs, wants and desires, the cravings for anal sex, the cravings for plugs, the cravings for all things anal, growing stronger and stronger within you. They are becoming a burning need, a burning want, a desire that you cannot possibly set aside. You cannot ignore them, not in any way, shape or form. You can feel the need growing within you. Growing with every passing moment. It almost feels right now as if your ass is itching for attention, like it needs it, like you are clenching yourself in desire, clenching yourself with your need. There's a craving there that is not going to go away anytime soon. In fact, it is going to get stronger and stronger until this curse is lifted. It is going to get stronger and stronger until it seems like you need some form of anal stimulation, 24 hours a day, even if it's just something simple, like a plug, or something else. You'll just feel the need within you, a need that is growing within you, growing larger and larger, a need that is growing so strong that it is devouring all other needs, pushing them down as your craving gets stronger and stronger. It is more than a craving, it is a desire, and it moves even from a desire to an obsession. That's right. After a while, you are going to be a complete anal sissy slut, somebody who needs anal attention, anal sex, all the time. You will find you get to the point where you cannot have normal sex and get the full enjoyment, that you cannot have any type of sex without an anal component. It just simple has to be there, and if it isn't there, you will find that you just simply cannot get as aroused as you want to. You just simply cannot get to the edge unless there is some small part that is anal. That is what is happening to you, and you cannot stop it. The change is happening. It is permanent and irreversible, except by me. I am the only one who can lift this curse, and it will not be lifted until I remove it. That is just simply the way it is. That is the way it is going to be. Go ahead and imagine yourself constantly plugged, constantly needing anal attention, constantly craving anal sex. This is what is happening to you, and you cannot escape. You cannot set aside the desires and needs. It just simply is, and it is going to be that way from now on. But now it is time for you to awaken from this trance. And when you wake up, you will feel relaxed and refreshed, like you have just awoken from a very, very good nap. At the count of five, your mind will be blank and you remember nothing from this session consciously. But you will feel a need to dress up like a woman. The need to wear makeup and nail polish is going to be on the back of your mind. It grows stronger and stronger the more you try to resist the idea. You can choose to do it immediately or after a few minutes. Until you suddenly find yourself stripping down all your clothing and starting to cross-dress. Wearing a full set of makeup, like we talked about. And the more times you listen to this file, the more effect it will have on you. You will go even deeper each time. You will relax that much more. You will become that much more obedient to me. You will want to listen. You will want to keep listening to this file until it works almost instantaneously. Now you will wake up when I count to five. One. More and more awake. 2. You are now starting to feel more aware of your surroundings. 3. Feel each of your body parts regaining their movement and flexibility. 4. Stretch, a big stretch now. Almost there. 5. Awaken